Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, join Gloria Copeland for a special teaching from Healing School. Learn how you and your loved ones can live a life of divine health and healing.
We're going to just study healing scriptures for a while. Let's look at Proverbs 3. You know I'm big on long life. You get to be my age, you'll be big on it too. But you ought to start now. Glory to God. There's so many long life scriptures. I'm working on a book on long life, and I took the manuscript with me on some time off we had, and I can't help but get stirred up about it. It is so exciting that God has always desired His people to live long in the earth and to live strong. And I'm telling you, we've had some people in the earth that lived a long time. I don't even want to live as long as Methuselah lived. Think about if somebody had lived that long in our day. Think about where he would have started and what would have been going on in the world. Wow. Well, I don't think we've got that long. I think Jesus is coming soon, and I'm excited about it. And I'm going to tell you this, I'm going to be ready when he comes. So Proverbs 3, let's just feed ourselves with the word and let faith come. This word is yours. It belongs to you. You think, well, I'm not a Christian. Well, you can become a Christian right now. Just say, Jesus, I receive you as the Lord of my life, the Lord of my spirit, the Lord of my soul, and the Lord of my body. You can just pray that to Him right now, and He'll take you. You know one thing I've learned about the Lord? He'll take anybody. He'll take any of us. Why? Well, it's not like He has to have some good raw material to work with. Because whoever He takes, what does He do? He makes us over. In what image? In His image. What a deal. All right, Proverbs 3:1 says, my son, forget not. I'm going to read in the Amplified Bible. Forget not my law or my teaching, but let your heart hearken to my commandments. Ken told you the other day how I interpret that word hearken. I said, Ken, did you ever notice it says, hear, Ken. I would like for the Bible to say, hear, Gloria. But no, it says, hear, Ken. For length of days and years of a life worth living, tranquility. Let me start all over. I start quoting from memory and I goofed up. For length of days and years of a life worth living and tranquility, that's peace, well-being, inward and outward, and continuing, this is my favorite part now right here, continuing through old age till death. These shall they, the word of God, add to you. So that peace, tranquility, blessing continues all the way through to our departure. That's what death is for us. It's a departure. We just depart from the body. Well, it's a departure for everybody. It's the destination that's different. But we depart from our body. Me, I'm a spirit. You're a spirit. We live in a body. We have a soul. We live in a body. And when what we call death comes, that's when the body dies. And some people in this meeting may very well live till you just have all that happen in an instant. Your physical body, you get a new body, you go to be with the Lord, you get caught up in the rapture. You know, I really want to go in the rapture. I mean, I'm going to go, but I mean, what I mean is, I don't mean I just want to go to heaven. I mean, I want to be here for the big thing. I want to be here for the big push. I want to be here when we all go up together. Of course, if your body was in the grave, you'd come back and get your body and you'd go up still at the same time with that new body, glorified body. But somehow there's just something about everybody'd be doing what they're doing. They might be asleep. at night. They might be out shopping. They might be reading. They might be in a believer's convention. Now, wouldn't that be a ball? Oh, I like that idea. We could just be in the believer's convention, all of us, several thousand of us together, and we'd be talking about the Word. We've been so happy all week, and our faith is strong, and all of a sudden, the Long Beach Arena just empties out. With only a few stragglers. No. Who have not yet made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life? You wouldn't want to be that straggler. Wouldn't that be awful? To be in a big meeting. The rapture comes. Everybody's gone. You look around the big auditorium and you say, what was that? What happened? My wife made me come to this meeting. But I didn't ever expect everybody to leave at one time. Glory to God. And yeah, my wife's gone. Where is she? Where's the preacher? What happened to Brother Copeland? He was in the middle of his message. I'm telling you, there's coming a day. I don't know where we'll be, and I don't know what it'll be. And it's possible it could be after I leave here, but I don't know. I expect to see it in my lifetime. And I just think it'll be so exciting. So it's going to be exciting, however and whenever it comes. But I'd like to see everybody just swoosh up into the air together all over the world. And what a believer's convention that will be. Hallelujah. All right, I got sidetracked there. My son, forget not my law or teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. This is a thing about heart and word. God has gone to great lengths. People have died to get this word into print where we can have it. We can not only have the written word, but we can have 20 translations, 25 translations of it. I don't know how many there are, but we can read translation after translation. We can have it on CDs. We can have it on the printed page. We can have it on video. There's no excuse for us not to have it in our heart. And that's where it works. And it says, don't forget it. If whatever word of God you forget, you're not walking in the light of it. But let your heart, this inner man, keep my commandments. Now, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So we know if we keep the commandments in the heart, we're going to be walking them out in our life. For length of days, I like this scripture, and years of a life worth living, and tranquility, inward, outward, or peace, inward, outward, continuing through old age, till, you could say departure, till death. Death for us is departure. We go here and we depart here. We go to a better place if we're born again. And continue through old age till death. These shall they add to you. Length of days and years of a life worth living. Now we know that's the will of God. That has to be the will of God, that we live in peace and tranquility and blessing all the way until we've lived out the full number of our days. And we depart from here, whether we depart together or one at a time. But when we depart, what happens? When I live out my natural life and I depart, what's going to happen to me? I'm going to leave my body. You'll have to do something with it. And actually, you know, after they leave, people take their body, they clean it up, they put new clothes on them. Go figure. New clothes on them, put their makeup on, get their hair fixed, and you might look better in your body after you've gone. But you won't even be there. You might get to watch it. I don't know. You might get to watch it. You might be looking down from heaven at all this, and you see that body all laid out, all dressed up, and you think, man, I look good. Look at that. They fixed my hair. Good. You just be watching. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. We're not held in limbo somewhere, seeing if we qualified, if we made the cut. No, if we're born again, it's just one whip, one quick moment out of the body and into the presence. So we don't have anything to fear in death. But you know, if you don't live out the number of your days, you can't fulfill what God's called you to do. So we should want to live long, live strong, complete every assignment God gives us, whether it's in the ministry or in business or whatever our calling is, or raising our family, our grandchildren. One of my grandchildren came, knocked on my door this morning. Mimi, would you pray for me? I'm going to do the healing service today. And I want you to lay hands on me. Well, hallelujah. I'm still here to lay hands on her. Pray for her. Teach her. Isn't that good?
Yes.
So we want to live out the full number of our days so we can get everything good done that God wants us to do. And when it's time, we'll leave here. But if you want to stay the length of your days, here's the way to do it. For length of days and years of a life worth living. Some people live a long time, but they don't enjoy life. I enjoy life. If you're a believer, you should enjoy life. If you're not a believer, you should become a believer so you can enjoy life. So we live long and we live strong. Years of a life worth living. It's God's will that your life be worth living. Tranquility or peace, inward, outward, continuing through old age. That would be every day through old age until you depart. Every day through old age till death shall the words of God, add to you. Every day. If you want to be blessed every day, you ought to spend time in the Word every day. You say, well, I just don't have time. I have to get up early and I have to go to work early. And by the time I get through watching TV at night, you know, I'm tired. Now you're telling the truth. You know what the cure for that is? Make time for the Word of God. You might even think about turning off the TV while you read the Word. You better think about it. If that's the only choice you've got, you better just do whatever it takes. If you want to walk in victory, I'm convinced you have to have a steady diet of the Word of God. And you can't live in a believer's convention, and you can't live at church. So that means you have to take your life, your natural life, your schedule, and you have to make room to spend time in God's Word. That's if you want to stay well, you want to stay blessed, you want good days all the days you're here. Why do we have to spend time in the Word? I've heard the Word. Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And you can't live on last year's faith. You can't live on what you heard last week. You've got to be stirring yourself up in the Word of God, because God will supernaturally talk to you about the situation you're going to be facing for that day, or strengthen you. So I'm a big believer in spending time in the Word daily. And whatever we have to forsake in the natural realm to do that is well worth it, because nothing can be compared to her, the Word of God. All right, now, it says, long life through old age. We ought to be happy and enjoy life till we leave here, and then it really gets good. These shall they, the words of God, add to you. Let not mercy and kindness forsake you, shutting out all hatred, selfishness, and let truth come, shutting out all deliberate hypocrisy or falsehood. Don't let truth forsake you, it says. Bind them about your neck. Write them upon the tablet of your heart. And so shall you find favor, good understanding, high esteem. How do we find favor with God? We spend time in the Word. We let it go in our eyes, our ears. Let it be written on our heart. We do it. And favor, that's blessing. Favor's blessing. Favor comes, blessing comes. in the sight where you have good, high esteem, you're well thought of in the sight of God and man. See, that gives favor. The word gives favor with God. It gives favor with man. Lean not to your own understanding. Be confident in the Lord with all your heart and mind, and do not rely on your own understanding. In all your ways, this is the key to life. In all your ways, know, recognize, acknowledge Him. In other words, give Him place, and He will direct and make straight and plain your paths. Verse 7 says, turn entirely away from evil. The more we do that, the clearer our way is, the more blessing we have. You know, the more we turn away from the curse, which is when we turn away from disobedience, at the same time we're turning away from the curse. And we're turning toward the blessing so that the blessing can come on us. The blessing manifests itself freely in the life of the obedient. And whose choice is that? That's our life. Healing is for the obedient. Prosperity is for the obedient. That's why we have the written word. If it weren't important, we wouldn't have it written down so everybody could get it. Be not wise in your own eyes. Turn entirely, the Amplified Bible says, away from evil. We have no business fellowshipping with evil. The turning away shall be health to your nerves and sinews, and acknowledging God and turning away and leaning on the Lord shall be health to your nerves and sinews and marrow and moistening to your bones. Hallelujah. Now that's simple. You know, Proverbs is so simple. Somebody said you have to have help to misunderstand it. I mean, it's there. It's in black and white. So if we want to live long, live strong, live all the number of our days and see good days, that's what we need to do. You know, attitude is everything in life. A long life, the scripture says a relaxed attitude leads to a long life. A relaxed attitude would be an attitude that's cheerful, an attitude that's not fearful, an attitude that's confident, peaceful, glory to God. And you see that in these scriptures. The scripture says it'll be life when you turn away from evil, acknowledge God, it's life and health to your nerves. We don't need to be nervous. What would we be nervous about? Jesus is Lord. He loves us. He cares for us. The Father takes care of us. It's health to your nerves and sinews and marrow and moistening to your bones. Let's just read about a little few things here about attitude that I've got. Attitude lengthens life. Proverbs 14. Let's look at, skip, hold your place. We're coming back there, but Proverbs 14:20. Attitude. You know, a positive attitude is a blessing. Some people just don't even have to work at it. Some people have to work at it, but it's worth working for. He who is, verse 29 in the Amplified says, he who is slow to anger has great understanding. He who is hasty of spirit exposes and exalts his folly. Verse 30 says, a calm and undisturbed mind and heart are the life and health of the body. Now, did you get that? A calm, undisturbed mind, peace. Mind, a tranquility mind, just like we read about, that comes from knowing God and knowing His Word. You can be born again, but if you don't know what the Word says, you'll let the devil talk you out of being peaceful, out of a relaxed attitude, out of believing God. You don't have anything. If you just read the Word even, but you don't act on it, faith doesn't come. You got to believe it. You got to believe it enough to act on it. And that's what causes you to live long. A calm and undisturbed mind and heart are the life and health of the body. But envy, jealousy, wrath are like rottenness of the bones. Now, is that clear or is that clear? So if you're always in a tizzy, Now, do you know what tizzies are? Well, in Arkansas, tizzies are you're upset, you're distressed, everything bothers you. You know, I could come over to your house nearly any day of the week, and there'd be something going on that's stolen your peace. That's not the way we're called to live. We're called to live in a calm and an undisturbed mind. How can you live in this crazy, mixed-up world in a calm, with a calm, undisturbed mind and a happy heart? I'm going to tell you how you can do it. You can believe what's written in the Word of God.
About 3 years ago, I was picking my granddaughter up from kindergarten, and after I put her in the car, I stepped off the curb to go around to my side to get in the car, and I tripped and fell and hit my head on the pavement, just about knocked myself out. And so I think it probably came from that. It was quite an experience. But at any rate, I began to have this rushing sound in my ears, and it was just almost like a roaring at times. And the Lord took that away this morning. It may have been gone before they spoke the word of knowledge, but that was when I noticed it, when the word of knowledge came forth.
There is a concentrated move of God in ears all ears. Over this building. The healing of ears, the returning of hearing. Ears that have infection in them are healed. Draining ears where the infected ears are healed in the name of Jesus. Tinnitus, noise in the ears, all kinds of ear damage, eardrum damage, inner ear damage, damage to bones inside the ears. It's here right now. Glory to God. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. All on the internet. All over out there. There is a concentration on hearing. Hearing.
Thank you, Lord.
Hearing. 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 Faith comes by hearing. You need good ears. Hallelujah.
So there's no ringing.
No ringing. Nothing. No, it's all gone. It's all gone.
That's so cool.
Amen. God's amen. Good, huh? God is a good God. Yes. Amen.
I had some problems with my neck and back and shoulder. I couldn't twist my neck and back around because I had pain in it. And I'm a firefighter for the city of Toledo, Ohio. And what happened is my left leg went through the ceiling. I was on the second floor in a house fire, and I didn't go completely through the ceiling. By the grace of God, the bottle caught on the rafters, and that's how I twisted my back and neck, and it sort of went down a little bit to the shoulder area.
But after today,
I can do like this. Before, all I could do was like this with pain. And I can do like this and like this. Before, when I did like this, it was painful. God is not a respecter of persons, and He can heal anyone by His word. He said, by His stripes, we are all healed.
Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Did you know that God never intended for anyone to suffer with sickness or disease? A key to receiving your healing is to fill your heart and mind with the Word of God.
We can walk on the Word, length of days, and years of a life worth living. Not only live long, but live joyful, live happily, live strong.
The Healing and Wholeness Package includes a sermon on DVD by Gloria Copeland. Know Him as Healer. In this video teaching, Gloria Copeland shows you how healing is received, how God's Word can be taken like medicine, and much more. Plus, Words That Heal, a book with a companion CD. It's full of words of healing from the Scriptures and also includes songs of healing and faith, plus faith-filled prayers and confessions. Also included is a CD of healing scriptures by Kenneth Copeland. Listen to healing scriptures and receive wisdom on Jesus' healing ministry. Learn to live in the blessing. Be healed in your spirit, soul, and body.
To order the Healing and Wholeness Package by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, log on to kcm.org and order online. Or call us toll-free at 800-575-4455. The cost for this package is just $24 and includes Gloria Copeland's book, Words That Heal, her faith-building teaching, Know Him as Healer, on DVD, and Kenneth Copeland's Healing Scriptures CD. To order by mail, write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Order today.
Thank God for the healing anointing. Jerome got healed. I tell you, all you have to do is put yourself in a position of faith, and God will heal your body. How do you get faith? By the Word of God, hearing the Word of God. Just like you're hearing this week on the broadcast, you get your Bible, you look at the Scriptures, you see what the will of God is, and you receive it, and then you begin to stand for it. Thank you, Lord. You ask God, and you believe God for your healing, and you go from that place in faith, saying, thank you, Lord, that I'm healed. Go over healing Scriptures every day. It's good to do that when you're well, but you need to do it certainly when you have symptoms in your body. But you need to stand for healing every day. Sickness is out there. Disease is out there. We have an enemy. His name is Satan. He's come to kill, steal, and destroy. But we have a Savior. His name is Jesus, and He's come that we have life and have it more abundantly. Today we talked about living long and living strong and completing every assignment God gives you to do. Now that's what I believe for. And to do that, you need a well body, you need a strong body, you need a sound mind. It's God's will for us to be whole, spirit, soul, and body. You know, if you keep a steady diet of the Word of God, you will have a good attitude of faith when things try to come upon you. When sickness and disease tries to come. Now, I'm going to give the faith command. I want you to receive it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, I speak to you, sickness, disease, infirmity, injuries. I command you to get off the people of God right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, you be healed from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Receive your healing and begin to do what you couldn't do before. Just receive it. God's got it for you. We've got a good healing product for you this week. It's Healing and Wholeness Package. It's CDs. It's DVDs. It's the whole works. Healing Scripture tapes. Be sure and get this package and feed on it when you're well. And when symptoms come also, you should always be standing for your healing every day. Join me tomorrow for more Healing School. This is Gloria Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thanks for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For a copy of today's broadcast, visit kcm.org. 2008 marks the 30th year of Healing School and our Believer's Conventions and Victory campaigns. Make plans now to attend one near you. Remember, this is the year of the fullness of blessing, a time for you to receive the blessing without measure.